Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, and his survey of small business optimism is the gold standard for his optimism index is the gold standard for surveying small businesses. He's been doing this now for almost 40 years. Started when he was only in kindergarten, and he's our good friend. He's here with that survey for the last month. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. What did it look like? Optimism? Did it go up? Did it go down? It went up a little bit, didn't it?
Well, it did go up a little bit, but I mean so little that, you know, we'd have to declare it as unchanged.
Right.
It gained
inside
three
the margin
tenths
of error, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Within sampling error, it went up 0.3. So, in simple terms, there are 10 questions in the index. That means over all those questions, the net positive answers only went up by 3%.
Wow.
So, and you divide that by 10, you get 0.3 for the whole index,
yeah.
And that's really nothing. So we went to 93.1, which is way below the average going into the recession, which was 100 over the 35 years,
mm-hmm.
And, of course, was even further below where you typically would see the index in a recovery period. So we're still really in recession territory in terms of the outlook for the small business.
For
owners.
Small businesses. You know,
yeah.
As you know, Bill, I've surveyed my audience for the last 3 years or so, and what we're getting, and of course ours is not scientific, it's an online poll, it's a farm league compared to yours, but still the responses we're getting are very similar, and typically it's 75 to 80%, about 50% are in the we're doing okay but we're not great, and about 20 to 25% are we're still, you know, don't know if we're going to make it or not. And the only typically 15 to 25%, depending on the survey, have fallen in the category of we're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
And that's very similar to your survey. And,
right, that's not enough rocking and rolling.
No, that's
right.
We
need more.
That's exactly right. And and I don't want to get political here, Bill, but the survey, my surveys, when we poll them specifically about small business owners, specifically about their attitude about the election, post, pre, and post. You know, small businesses do not see the at least the survey we got this last week, did not see the outcome of the election as being positive for them.
Yeah, well, I suspect that's going to be the case. Of course, our interviewing for October, you know, for the October survey ended, you know, kind of around October 30th or a little
right.
earlier than that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really, there are two important things we don't have in there yet. One is the reaction to the election, which didn't occur till mm-hmm. the first week in November, and, of course, Sandy.
Right.
We'll see a lot. You know, we'll be able to divide our data.
Will you be able
look
to
at the East Coast?
Will you be able to differentiate those two issues?
Right. Well, we know everybody is by three-digit zip, so we
right.
can take all of the interviews and then sort them down and get the East Coast and see how well the East Coast did or
mm-hmm.
didn't do. So we'll see two interesting effects here when we get our November data in.
And that, folks, what he just described there and the fact that his survey is seasonally adjusted and all that, that's the difference between a gold standard report and my informal online poll. So that's the reason why when Bill talks, we listen. Bill, in general, I wanted you to remind us of something that you reported here before. What is it the number of times that the index has been below 100%, compared to the number of times it's been below total, compared to the number of times it's been below just in the last 4 years. What is it? 43 out of 50, something
like that. Yeah, you're close. This time I looked at it a little different. I said, well, how many times have we been above a reading of 93? Where we are now, 93.1, since the recovery started. Mm-hmm. So we're,
oh, nine,
we're growing, and that was only eight times since June of 09 that we've been above 93, but never above 95. So so we really have been below 95 the whole time, and that's 5 points below the average, and, of course, well below where you should be.
Right.
And 5 points below the average is 50 positive points over 10 questions.
When we come back, I'm going to get Bill to we're going to go get into the details a little bit. We're going to talk about sales, hiring, capital spending, inflation, et cetera. But also I'm going to ask Bill ultimately about what he thinks about small business opportunity going forward in the next 4 years. 22, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.